With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with the Danvers High School Athletic Director, Drew Betts, in the middle of summer. Drew, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
We're okay. We're okay. The weather is hot. Let me ask you first, another good successful season last year during the school year, but that's kind of in the rearview mirror now. What's going on during the summer among the Danvers student-athletes?
Yeah, so the summer, it's nice. Hopefully, a good chance for them, for some, most of them, to get away at some capacity and sort of recharge before they get ready for another busy school year. But a bunch of teams are doing different conditioning and different things like that, and a lot of our coaches run rec programs over the summer for some of the middle school and elementary student-athletes. So it's a little bit quieter and some well-deserved downtime for coaches and kids alike.
Well, I was going to ask you about reaching out to the younger kids. Do a lot of the varsity or junior varsity athletes get involved in these summer programs working with the youngsters?
They do. They do a nice job with it. We just finished up our boys' basketball camp this week that Coach Clark was running, and we'll have our girls' basketball one in 2 weeks. So the coaches and the kids do a nice job with it, and doing a great job with community outreach and sort of getting to know sort of the younger kids that will be at the high school in years to come.
What's your role during the summer, Drew? Because I know that you're relatively new at the AD's job, but you've been there for a while now. So give me an idea of what you have to do with wrapping up the school year and then doing this over the summer, getting ready for the next one, because it comes fast.
Yeah, no, it does come fast. Obviously, our hours are a little quieter in the summer, but it's a great chance to kind of catch up and make sure that we're updating handbooks and policies and updating our record books and preparing for the upcoming school year. So at least a lot of times, obviously our fall schedules are set at this point. And we're, finishing up winter over the next couple days, but we do a lot to try and have all of our practice schedules set in place, particularly so that just allows for, coaches and kids to plan. Obviously, a lot of it's subject to change, but it's, weather controls that, but we try and be as organized as we can to sort of help prepare getting ready for the next season and inventory and equipment and all that good stuff.
If you look back at last year, was that your first full year?
Last year was my first full year at Danvers, yeah.
Okay, all right. So tell me your reflections on that in terms of you're going into it brand new, and now that you're a seasoned veteran, what are your reflections on your experiences of that first year? Maybe a highlight or two.
Yeah, so I mean, I would say it was just a good chance. I felt like last year my hope was to try and learn and just, get to sort of see how coaches are and how they operate and, get to obviously know a lot of our student-athletes, which was awesome to see, and It was a very fun year, and I think it's a great group of people to work with over here, and a super supportive administrative team from our principals to assistant principals. And I mean, I think the highlights, it started off as a really strong fall season, from girls soccer to boys cross country winning their first ever state championship to football making a Final Four run, all the way up to the spring with girls lacrosse and then a state tournament game and softball hosting a game. So sort of throughout the whole year, it was kind of a lot of different positive things, and I always look at it from my end. It's always fun to see students in their element, and it's been a great this past year.
When you go into a job, of course, in the interview, you're confident, you know what you're going to do, you've got some ideas. But let me ask you, Drew, because I have not been in this situation, let me ask you about taking the top job and then, I don't want to say relying on other people, but learning from other people. Well, what did you get from, either coaches or students, because I know you could probably learn from both, that maybe you were not expecting?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's a tough thing to do. I will say from a coach's standpoint, I selfishly always like to watch practices and games because, I coached at one point myself, and I always love to sort of see how people do things differently. And it's, whether it's communication, whether it's how they're running a practice. So that's always a pleasure to see. And I think the coaches at the high school do an unbelievable job, and their transparency and organization is very, very clear. And then from the kids themselves, it's always kind of, what can we do to support them? So, we did a lot with a student feedback survey just to kind of get ideas of how we can continue to improve. And I think, everybody should kind of hopefully have that mindset of, always looking to continue to grow and improve. And I think that's something hopefully we'll continue to do over years to come.
Following that same theme, what's it like now, at this time of year, with athletic directors' meetings, in terms of when you first started, let's say go back to September, what's it like for you to go into these meetings now?
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate. I did have some experience in Salem prior to, so it was nice that I had you know, some experience being an athletic director prior, and now it's obviously working within the NEC. There's a lot of great other athletic directors who it's been awesome to work with them and sort of see their experiences, and a lot have been great sort of supports over this past year.
What are you happy about most in terms of this last year?
I wouldn't say that. I couldn't put it on necessarily just one thing. It was just the opportunity to get to work with different people and get to learn a little bit more about the community. And I couldn't put it just on one specific thing.
Oh, I hear that. It's a great school system. And the longer I go learning about Danvers and all the other communities as well, what strikes me is the pride and the legacy that each school in town has in terms of family, in terms of the student athletes, and in terms of support from people maybe who never even had kids, but they turn out to support the student athletes. And Danvers is one of those schools for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you about coming up now. Any changes coming up for the fall? And then I'll ask you about the hockey situation.
Yeah, sir. So for the fall, you know, obviously we'll have a couple new coaches in girls volleyball and boys soccer. And then obviously with Coach Lissette resigning recently, we'll have a new hockey coach as well. But, you know, we're confident in the folks that we're putting in place and excited to, you know, get the opportunity to work with them as well.
What's the process for hiring a new coach?
So obviously we'll post the position on our school website. You know, we leave some time for folks to apply. And then once we go through that, you know, we'll form that hiring committee and go through that interview process. And then hopefully, you know, I look at it as our job to how best we can sort of help support and onboard our coaches so that way when their season starts, they can kind of hit the ground running.
Well, I know how important your time is in the summer, as always, all the time. But, Drew, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and I hope you have a great rest of the summer as well.
And you as well. That is Drew Betts, the athletic director at Danvers High School with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.